and good morning to everybody.
Yes. Now, just tell us, what activities is ANMIS involved in Jonglei?
Well, we're principally here to implement the mandate given to us by the Security Council, and those activities are very defined in the mandate. We're here to support the implementation of the peace agreement. We're here to support the facilitation of the delivery of humanitarian assistance, protection of civilians, and investigate human rights.
Yes.
So those are the main activities that we're involved in.
Yes, Jonglei has been one of the places that has been affected so much of this with the crisis, the 2 years conflict that happened in the country. How important is reconciliation for a lasting peace in Jonglei?
Reconciliation is extremely important. People need to understand what has happened and come to terms with their differences. But this is a long road towards reconciliation. There needs to be first steps. The first most important step at this stage will be confidence building. People need to begin to move about freely and be able to interact with other people. And reconciliation will be a slow and a very gradual process that will take time.
Yes. Now, in Jonglei, in what ways is the message of reconciliation being relayed to the people?
We are taking initial first steps. I would say that we are trying to promote confidence building right now. We had an initiative that I was very proud of. It was the women's group in Jonglei. They had invited the women, their sisters, from our protection of civilian site in Bor to meet with them in Bor town. And this was one of the first steps of confidence building where the women began to interact with other women, and they began to see what is possible, that their lives will be improved. I was very, very pleased with the warm reception given to the women in the IDP camp, the POC site, by the women in Bor town. And the women in Bor town, some of them had left the site for the first time in maybe over 2 years, and were very happy to be out and saw that it's possible to meet and intermingle with their sisters in Bor town. And this is a very big, important step, and it's a first step.
Now, as ANMIS there, and of course ANMIS as well is promoting this reconciliation, so what are you doing to promote this spirit of reconciliation?
Well, we're working with civil society. We're working with church groups. We're working with all actors. We're trying to get people to interact with other people. We're going all with the peace arriving, with peace coming. We're trying to get people to meet and talk to other people, and that's the first step for reconciliation. It's going to be a very long process. As you know, the peace agreement has a Truth, Reconciliation, and Healing Commission. But first, there needs to be a formation of a government of national unity. And even before this Truth, Reconciliation, and Healing Commission is established, there needs to be legislation adopted by the National Assembly that defines how this commission will be working. And for that, we would like to see civil society's engagement in the crafting of this legislation.
Now, has it been easy for ANMIS as you try to, you know, carry this message of reconciliation, concerns and challenges that the mission is facing in Jonglei?
Well, we are moving forward. We see that everything is beginning to go in a more positive way. Of course, Jonglei is still not stable. We have problems in Pochala. We have problems in Pibor. The situation is still very fragile in certain parts of Jonglei. But at the same time, we also have some of the other challenges we have are the checkpoints, the illegal checkpoints that are on the roads. These are hindering or obstructing our delivery of humanitarian assistance and movement to other parts. It's not specifically aimed at UN, but it's often aimed at the contractors that are trying to pre-position food and supplies in all parts of this country. And these are some of the challenges that are facing us at the moment.
Yes. Now, looking forward in the coming months, what do you anticipate will be some of the key activities that the mission will be engaging?
Well, I would say the key activity will be reaching out to all kinds of people, reaching out to people at all sides, being able to see what we can do, whether it's with whether it's the universities, whether it's with civil society, to bring people together. We're trying to look at promote all activities that are integrated, and not just look at one people, but being able to have people begin to think that this is one country, one people, that everybody here is South Sudanese, and that with the implementation of peace, everything is possible.
Deborah, talking to the people of Jonglei, what message do you have for them?
Well, what I just said, let me repeat that. With peace, everything is possible, and I wish everybody a peaceful and prosperous future.